This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where it looks like, according to all of the most recent polling, a great landslide shaping up on behalf of President Donald Trump, at least in the Iowa caucuses, which are coming up on the 15th of this month. That would be, you can do the math, 6 days from now. It's coming. And with that landslide in Iowa and in the Iowa caucuses, there seems to be only one really unpredictable feature, and that is the weather. They are saying that they're expecting extremely inclement weather, which may have some impact on turnout. Now, the question is, who is hurt most by that? And temperatures could reach as low as 13 degrees Fahrenheit on caucus night. That's almost 20 degrees below freezing. I mean, really? I know they sometimes get below zero in Iowa, but 13 degrees Fahrenheit is fairly cold. Who is that going to hurt? Who is that going to help? I think that there is a lot of analysis that says it probably helps Trump, because his voters, according to every poll in every state, the people who are dedicated to and enthusiastic for President Donald Trump are more likely to turn out and to risk the challenges of the weather. With all of this good news for President Trump, what is the wrinkle in his teacup? Now, there's, I know that's not a normal turn of phrase, nor one that makes any sense at all, but it sounded like a good idea as I was shaping up in my mind. In any event, the wrinkle in his teacup, what could that be? That could be that with all the good news about the Iowa caucuses, there is not such good news for President Trump concerning New Hampshire, where the good news seems to be more on the Nikki Haley side. Remember, she had said, she had made a joke saying that what happens very frequently in Republican primary struggles is that they rely upon New Hampshire to correct the mistakes, as they see it, mistakes that are made in Iowa. And examples of that would be pretty easy to come by. For instance, the winner of the Iowa caucuses back in 2008 was Mike Huckabee. And not that that was necessarily a mistake, it was just that it was corrected in New Hampshire when John McCain won, and then he went on to win the nomination. And the same thing in Iowa in 2012, it was Rick Santorum who was a surprise winner. It was virtually a tie in the caucuses with Mitt Romney, and then Mitt Romney went on to win the New Hampshire primary and to go ahead and win the nomination. What will happen, the same pattern this time? Who knows? But with all of the positives for President Trump in most of the polling, and this is in national polls and state polls and early states, for instance, Nikki Haley has put so much into her home state, and talking about her home state, she describes as sweet South Carolina, is going to carry her to the nomination. If she loses to Trump, and particularly loses to Trump in South Carolina, by the kind of measures that the polling suggests, it'll be tough for her campaign to continue. So with all of that, it's somewhat surprising to hear President Trump talking about the terrible shape and the dark future and the dark present that he sees for our country right now. It's an illustration of what Gerard Baker of the Wall Street Journal, who is a brand new American, he talks about getting sworn in his naturalization ceremony. He says at the beginning of his column, "My fellow Americans, I use this salutation for the first time shortly before Christmas, accompanied by my stars and stripes wearing red, white, and blue balloon toting, unironically patriotic and lovely natural born American daughters. I raised my right hand, took an oath to abjure all loyalty to foreign potentates, sorry, King Charles, and joined them, becoming a U.S. citizen." And he believes that the U.S. citizens among us who live here and are going to be voting in this election ought to be more proud of our country and ought to be more aware of, yes, it has problems, but of the way that our country continues to play a hugely positive role in our lives and in the life of the world. Trump, however, on Lindell TV, that is Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame, he has his own TV operation, this on with Lou Dobbs, who, of course, for many years was with CNN. Trump, with Lou Dobbs on Lindell TV, issued a warning about 2024, sounding an alarm for America's very survival. Clip 14, listen.
So I don't think there's ever been a time like this. I think we're very close to being at the end of our country as we knew it, a great country. It's Marxist, it's fascist, it's communist, it's what they're doing is incredible, what they've done with weaponization of DOJ, FBI, and others, all sort of reporting up. If it's a local DA or an attorney general, a state attorney general, I think it's a very dangerous time. The hope is 2024, because if we win, we're going to get that straightened out so fast.
Okay, if it's such a difficult time, then how do you get it straightened out so fast? Well, this goes to his previous claim that he would be, for his first day in office, a dictator and would get things taken care of like drill, 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 baby, drill, and I believe cutting, finishing the wall immediately and cutting off unauthorized immigration. He also made a shocking admission in the same interview with Lou Dobbs, and it's the shocking admission, which you don't usually hear from President Trump, is that he actually lost the election in 2020. Listen, this is clip 9.
People, they use the term election denier. I'm an election denier. I'm an absolute election denier. I wish I didn't have to do that, because we should have won that election.
We should have won that election? I thought that the line was, we did win the election, but then the victory was stolen from us. And then Trump made his most controversial comment in the same interview about anticipating a terrible market crash and actually hoping that if there is to be such a crash, that it comes soon. We will get to that. And again, he is being accused by the Biden campaign, of course, of wishing for people to suffer so that he can make political gains. The headline over the New York Times this morning, Trump says he hopes any economic crash happens in 2024 under Biden. Well, that would be the case if it happened in 2024. But how can you wish an economic crash on your fellow countrymen? That question is asked by the White House. We will get to those questions and more about the very latest on the polling that should cheer Nikki Haley. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved, marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Medved show. We will get to your calls in just a moment. I wanted to play this sudden new controversy regarding the expectations of some kind of a market crash looming. How far ahead and how far ahead should it occur? President Trump made comments about this on Lindell TV, where he was on with economics reporter and commentator Lou Dobbs. And this is clip 10 and what President Trump had to say about a looming disaster for the American economy.
Buy a home today, you're middle income and you want to go out to a bank. The banks, number one, don't have money. And if they do have money, they're loaning it at 9 and 10 and 11% or not loaning it really at all. We have an economy that's incredible. We have an economy that's so fragile. And the only reason it's running now is it's running off the fumes of what we did, what the Trump administration. It's just running off the fumes. And when there's a crash, I hope it's going to be during this next 12 months because I don't want to be Herbert Hoover.
Okay, what he means by I don't want to be Herbert Hoover is Herbert Hoover saw the market crash very shortly after he was elected. The market crashed in October of 1929, and he was elected in November of 1928. So during his first year as president. It's remarkable, though. Andrew Bates, who is a White House spokesman, condemned Mr. Trump's comments, hoping for a downturn, and said the former president's policies would worsen inflation with tax giveaways to rich special interests. A commander-in-chief's duty, said Andrew Bates for the White House, speaking on behalf of President Biden, is to always put the American people first, never to hope that hardworking families suffer economic pain for their own political benefit, Mr. Bates said. Republican officials should welcome the economic progress President Biden is delivering instead of revealing twisted true colors that would shrink the American middle class in the name of their own cynical self-interests. Look, I think for any candidate, whether it's Trump or anybody else, to say that an economic crash is inevitable, but I hope I don't get blamed for it, is not a strong look. Let me go to Ryan calling in from Salt Lake City. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I wanted to challenge your hesitancy to use the word insurrection in regards to January 6th. I understand
sure.
your point. There wasn't really any planning or coordination or what they would do if they were successful. But in my mind, if their ultimate attempt was to stop the electoral count and stop Biden from taking power and keep Trump in power, I think of an analogy. Like if I were to go rob a bank and I forgot to load my gun, I didn't arrange a getaway car and was, you know, poorly planned, but they would still call that an attempted bank robbery, though poorly executed or a failed attempt. I think January 6th was a poorly executed and failed attempt, but the intent was an insurrection ultimately, wasn't it?
Well, it depends on how you define insurrection, really. And that's the difficulty they're going to have in this court case about the 14th Amendment, Section 3. And the idea that there was an actual effort to take over the American government. At the time that January 6th occurred, Donald J. Trump was the head of our government. Now, he had just lost an election, but he still had 2 weeks to go, exactly 2 weeks, where he served as president. And it's difficult to see how the head of government could be blamed for an insurrection because he was. And by the way, it's reflected by the fact that when he finally was persuaded by some of his closest aides and his most enthusiastic supporters to say something to get people to go home and stop attacking the cops and to get the heck out of the Capitol building, when he finally said that and issued that statement on Twitter at the time, because this is before the Elon Musk takeover, when he issued the statement, we love you all, now go home, they did. They listened to him. So the idea that this was a strike against the government of the United States, it was a strike against the election procedures, which had not yet been totally and officially certified. And the fact that they were trying to block that certification using some legal methods and some clearly illegal methods and violent methods was shameful. I think it's appropriate that people should be imprisoned for attacking police officers. And that's amazing to me when people try to describe the J6 criminals as heroes or as martyrs or as hostages. Most people who are saying that, I generally would think that, yeah, if somebody attacks a cop, he ought to go to jail. And that's exactly what's happened with a lot of these folks, and I think that's worth keeping in mind. But insurrection, you can argue about it. What you can't argue about is riots, because they were. Ryan, your response?
Yeah, to me, it makes me think of the question you often pose, which is, what was Donald Trump's ultimate goal? What did he think was going to happen when those people marched up to the Capitol? You know, I don't know inside of his mind, but I could imagine he would hope for some scenario where there may have been violence lasting long enough that he didn't have to get on Twitter a few hours later and maybe would have retained power. And, you know, that you're in the hypotheticals there, but I'm sure that had certainly crossed his mind. And those are the types of things that make me think of insurrection. I think by the time he got on Twitter, he could see that it was not going to be successful and ultimately had to, in effect, concede, I guess, at that point.
Well, the key person in this entire procedure is the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. And Trump, even on January 6th itself, even in his speech to the multitudes who then later marched on the Capitol, he said, I hope Mike Pence does the right thing. I hope he does the right thing. I think the one thing that Trump may have believed, and it was clearly a ridiculous miscalculation, was that if Mike Pence saw tens of thousands of people chanting, hang Mike Pence, and taking out and creating a fake gallows for that purpose, maybe he believed that Mike Pence, as somebody of low character, and he's not someone of low character, I think he's someone of very high character, that Mike Pence would have buckled. That's the only thing I can think of, because how else was he going to prevail on that day? And the problem with the term insurrection is that this would have been an insurrection that lasted very briefly. And I think that the term, as it's used in the Constitution, in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment and elsewhere, implies something much more long-lasting and impactful. Speaking of which, we will get to some of the surprises in the polls and Trump declaring that there is a war going on against Christianity. More coming up on the MedVet Show.
More of Michael MedVet in a moment. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA
USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved show, Nikki Haley trying to gather enough momentum to finish second, I think is her best hope, in Iowa, and to finish second in a close race with Ron DeSantis. It would be a big tribute to Nikki Haley. Ron DeSantis has put a great deal of time and energy and effort in Iowa. He's spoken in all 99 of the Iowa counties. Nikki Haley has concentrated much more in New Hampshire, where she's running far ahead of Chris Christie, who's actually in third in New Hampshire, and far ahead of Ron DeSantis, who's running fourth with single digits in the polling. But here is what Nikki Haley said to Republicans through a Fox News town hall about why they should select her as the nominee and not Donald J. Trump. This is clip 8.
And I told them then we needed a new generational leader. I told them then we needed to leave the negativity and the baggage behind. And I stand by that. Look, I think President Trump was the right president at the right time. I agree with a lot of his policies. But rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him. And y'all know I'm right. Chaos follows him. And we can't be a country in disarray and the world on fire and go through 4 more years of chaos. We won't survive it. You don't fix Democrat chaos with Republican chaos. And not only that, we can't go through another nail biter of an election. We can't. And if you look at the head-to-head polls, Trump, on a good day, might be up over Biden by 2 points. Wall Street Journal had him up by 4. I'm in every one of those same polls. I defeat Biden by 17 points. 17 points. Do you know what that means? That's more than the presidency. That's governorships. That's House. That's Senate. That's all the way down to school board. But more than that, you go in with a double-digit win over Biden in D.C., that's a mandate to get our out-of-control spending back on track. That's a mandate to make sure our kids are reading and get our education back to the basics. That's a mandate to secure our borders with no more excuses. And that's a mandate to bring law and order back to our country.
If I may.
Okay, again, an effective line of argument. It seems to me is very persuasive. It's one of the reasons she's doing better in the polls. The poll that has gotten the most attention recently is a poll that a pair of New Hampshire polls, and one of them is a CNN, a University of New Hampshire poll of New Hampshire GOP voters, and it found Trump leading with 39%, but Haley just 7 points behind with 32%. And Christie finished third with 12%, and venture capitalist Vivek Ramaswamy was fourth with 8%. DeSantis was fifth with only 5%. In other words, it shows Nikki Haley running 600% higher than DeSantis is in the state of New Hampshire. Now, to look closely at what this poll means, it was a poll of GOP voters. But here is the big surprise, is that nobody knows how many Democrats and independents in New Hampshire will go ahead out there on a cold day, and it's always a cold day when it's January 23rd in New Hampshire, and will actually vote in the Republican primary. And given the fact that there is no Democratic primary, that there is no other place for independents who want to participate in making this decision and influence decision, it's no other place for them to go other than to vote as independents and vote as Democrats in the Republican primary. And they are allowed to do that in the New Hampshire primary. So the fact that even among GOP voters, people who are registered as Republicans, Nikki Haley is only 7 points behind Trump, this gives her an excellent chance of actually winning the New Hampshire primary. And I do think she needs to do that. Otherwise, the initiative and the lead in other states will allow Trump to win. And one of the reasons that's the case, and most people have been totally unaware of this, is, for instance, the biggest trove of delegates for the Republican convention is, of course, from California. Now, that's despite the fact that no Republican in the known universe is likely to carry California against Joe Biden or against any other Democrat. California is a very, very heavily Democratic state. It's about two-thirds Democratic sentiment. But what happened is they changed the rules so that California now is winner take all. That even if Trump wins the California primary and wins the California primary, say, with 30% of the vote, and the other vote split between Ron DeSantis, if he's still around, and Nikki Haley, if she's still around, and she probably will be, and even if there is a very narrow Trump victory, which is less than a majority, he gets every one of the electoral votes, all 169. And it's one of the reasons the Trump forces were able to use their domination of the Republican Party establishment. And it is the establishment. The people who run the National Committee, like Ronna McDaniel, and the people who run the National Committee, local statewide committees in state after state, are people who are committed to the Trump cause. And so, again, if Nikki Haley or whoever Trump's major challenger is going to be, does not have some victories that puncture this sense of inevitability of Donald Trump, then on March 5th, which is the date not just for the beginning of his scheduled trial in Washington, but it's also the day of Super Tuesday, when there are enough votes up for grabs to actually seal the nomination for somebody. And is it totally inconceivable that that be somebody else other than Donald Trump? Look, politics is unpredictable. And by the way, what's interesting here is there's another Granite State poll for New Hampshire. And this was a poll that showed a bigger margin for Trump. It's Suffolk University USA Today. And it shows Trump winning the primary with 46%, Haley in second place with 26%, Christie third place with 12%, and DeSantis fourth instead of fifth. And this one poll, DeSantis is running ahead of Ramaswamy. But what it showed is that they also asked the same New Hampshire voters who are likely voters, not just Republicans, not just people who identify as Republicans, and asked them, okay, if Trump is the nominee, and let's say that Biden is the Democratic nominee, who are you going to vote for? 42-34 for New Hampshire in a theoretical general election matchup in the Granite State. That is a pretty big margin, 8 points, for Biden winning New Hampshire. Now, of course, he won New Hampshire last time, and New Hampshire, even though Republicans have won on a statewide basis, like Chris Sununu, who's backing Nikki Haley, the governor there, it makes it very strong illustration of why Nikki Haley is suggesting that she should be the nominee. Because she could win New Hampshire. And that could also help Republicans win the House, win the Senate, and win governorships all across the country. We'll get back to why that's so very important coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved.
Wait!
In a moment.
Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is winter time. It is cold out there. They're actually predicting rain and snow for the weekend here in the Seattle area. So wherever you live, think about feeling better. To have normal aches and pains to go along with the colds and the flu and all of that. But for those normal aches and pains, I've been taking Relief Factor for years. It's a great product. It is natural. It is healthy. It is no chemicals or drugs. It's basically turmeric and some fish oil, and it's compiled in such a way that it can make you feel better. And if you don't, you get your money back. You can go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, click on that little banner, and use the code name Medved, and you get 78% off on your first shipment. And that's a 3-week quick start, and the second shipment is sent in 3 weeks after that. Go to michaelmedved.com and click for Relief Factor. It's actually a terrific product that you will appreciate, and I've heard that from listeners all over the place. Meanwhile, when you talk about feeling better, one of the things that has been fairly peculiar in this campaign is sort of the rise of Hitler talk. And yes, of course, there are people who point out the similarity between some of what President Trump has used the phrase again and again and again and again, that unauthorized immigrants are poisoning our blood, which is a direct echo of Mein Kampf and Hitler's writing, even though President Trump says he never read Mein Kampf. Okay. But now there are people on the Trump side of things who have actually also brought Hitler along with them to conversations about what is going on. Brian Kilmeade, who's a friend of this show, who's a very fine writer and a good guy, but he attacked Joe Biden for going full Hitler Why? Listen, this is clip 23.
Talk about Barack Obama and the Washington Post. They obviously got some firsthand information that Obama really went into Joe Biden to try to get him to understand the power of Donald Trump. He says people are underestimating his popularity. And he says he grew very animated in discussing the 2024 election and the Trump's potential return to power. He also says they got to do better to have at his campaign headquarters in Delaware. He says he long harbored worries about Trump's political strength, telling Biden during a private lunch last summer that Trump is a more formidable candidate than anyone realizes. And then it goes on to simply say he's got to get people that show initiative. Now, if you look at some of the experts, they're saying they spent $40 million to sell Bidenomics over the summer. It lost ground. They try to sell democracy. It's losing ground. What's resonating is Trump is unelectable. He is not worthy of the seat. Hence the speech on Friday, where the president won full Hitler, that Trump is the worst thing ever, will destroy the country. But why, if you believe that, why would you do that in January, knowing that we're going to hear the same thing for 9 months? By the time May comes up, we're not going to hear
not
this.
Smart.
Yeah. Okay, the idea that somehow Biden is going full Hitler by talking about Trump being a threat to democracy. And then on the other side, Joe Scarborough on another cable network, MSNBC, instead of Fox, he actually called out pro-Trump Republicans for echoing Hitler. This is clip 24.
Well, the Times had a great rundown of what happened after Trump lost, what happened on January the 6th, how Trump was pushed to the side, and how by one they all folded. And now we're now seeing in the media because they want to get close to Donald Trump, and some media people, I guess, want to have access to him on the campaign trail. These Republicans.
I mean, can you call them Republicans?
I don't know what you call them, actually, when they're quoting Hitler and they're channeling Hitler. But be that as it may, the transformation, it keeps going. And now we're seeing the rise once again, and expect to see it in all the same spots we saw it in 2020.
Okay. Can I just say clearly, I think that Hitler analogies are ridiculous. And this goes to this column that I like so much by Gerard Baker, a newly minted, newly sworn in, naturalized American citizen, who writes, if it's the obligation of an immigrant to be idealistic, it's an even greater obligation to be humble. As a new American, I recognize that I have a special obligation to this country. I have a realistic enough appreciation of my talents to know that in a nation of 330 million or more people, there are many born here who could have enjoyed the benefits that I've enjoyed as an outsider. America owes me nothing, and yet has given me and countless others so much. Whatever the challenges this turbulent year throws at us, my faith in my country will be unlimited. That speaks for me, and speaks to me about the need to please drop the invocations of Hitler. When there are people in the world who are profound anti-Semites, who are Jew haters par excellence, it is an indication of why it is so dangerous to use those Hitler analogies. Hitler was uniquely, specifically, profoundly evil. There are not other world leaders. And yes, Mao was evil and killed tens of millions of people. And Lenin and Stalin in particular were also profoundly evil. But Hitler, as that new movie, The Zone of Interest, makes clear, that was a unique kind of evil. And invoking it to smear Biden or invoking it to smear Trump is not a really constructive area in which to work or place to go. Speaking of something that's not constructive, Carrie Lake is one of those people. They've just done analysis now of the names of the women, and it's apparently all women who Trump might pick as his vice presidential running mate. And Carrie Lake, despite the fact that she's already announced her candidacy for Senate from Arizona, where she would be battling against incumbent Senator Kyrsten Sinema if she decides to run. She hasn't even announced yet. And Congressman Ruben Gallego. She was on Real America's Voice, talking like a presidential contender. Well, no, talking like a conspiracy theorist. Listen, this is clip 18.
These are some of the most corrupt, disgusting, evil people in the world. They're pushing this globalist agenda, and they don't care who they destroy in the process. They've got to win and get that globalist agenda move forward. And the one man that's most dangerous to that globalist agenda, which, by the way, will be the end of America, the globalist agenda, the one man standing in their way is the man you just saw on your screen, President Donald J. Trump. And that is why they unleashed viruses. They tried to destroy economies. They've tried to shut down the country to stop him.
Okay. In other words, they unleashed viruses, whoever they are, they unleashed viruses to stop Donald John Trump. And again, we haven't even heard that specifically from President Trump, thank goodness. But seriously, the idea that there are people out there who are determined to destroy America, that is not the optimistic morning in America kind of Republicanism that Ronald Reagan depended on to connect with the public. And I do believe the American people are less fearful, less paranoid, less conspiracy-addled than what you just heard from Carrie Lake, which is one of the reasons I find it very difficult to imagine that Trump would actually appoint her as his vice presidential running mate. One of the people who is in Iowa right now campaigning for Trump, who is rumored to be a consideration as a Trump running mate, is Ben Carson, a former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, also a former opponent of President Trump for the Republican nomination in 2016. He's in Iowa. And so is Donald Trump Jr. Trump in courtrooms, which is one of his problems as a candidate. As we move forward toward a fateful choice in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.